It's time for Alan Jones on Brisbane's News Talk 4BC.
Yes, good morning. It's 7 minutes after eight, and welcome to the Alan Jones Show for 1 hour for the next couple of weeks. I hope we can entertain and inform you. Before we start, though, it's been a hot night on the weather front. According to one report I read, it's been Brisbane's hottest night in 11 years. The mercury didn't drop below 26.7 degrees, and according to the Weather Bureau, the app temperature, which is what they say the temperature feels like, didn't drop below 32.4, so a sweaty night. The forecast is for a cloudy day with a very high chance of showers and the chance of a storm. They're saying there could be up to 30 millimetres of rain, that's over an inch, on the old scale, so get your brolly out. Well, an election on January 31. I'll come to that in a moment. And the next 2 weeks will not be flattering for Campbell Newman, Jeff Seeney, Lawrence Springborg, or any of their mates. Sadly for them, I know too much about their behaviour. And as I always say, my listeners are my best researchers. And I am swamped with correspondence from Queenslanders. But I want to hear from you as well, as I've already heard in droves, because you've written to me since you learnt I was coming on board. That open line after 8.30 is 13 13 32, 13 13 32. And for listeners who want to listen to the program, and you can listen to that on the website, www.4bc.com.au. Just click on to listen live, www.4bc.com.au. Now back to the election in a moment, but let me just say firstly, I am a Queenslander. I was born and educated on the Darling Downs. When times got tough, my father became a coal miner. So with respect, I've forgotten more about the Darling Downs than Mr. Newman and his so-called mates would ever begin to learn. In fact, they can't be taught. What's happened to the Darling Downs under this government has been a disgrace. Of course, since the election was called, you've read headlines and stories about what the Newman government is going to do for you. And the promises yesterday at the launch came thick and fast. Mr. Newman knows about buying support. That's exactly what happens when big interests want the government on side. They just stump up the money. Just ask New Hope Coal. I'll talk about them in a moment. But let me just make a couple of observations here about things that you won't have been told. Why would Campbell Newman, in 2012, win 78 seats in an 89-seat parliament and say he's calling an election because he wants certainty? Why did a party with a two-party preferred vote of 63% at the last election sink to 50% when the opposition is only 7 in the Labor Party? An impossible job for them to monitor the appalling behaviour of the Newman government. And make no bones about it, this is as bad as anything we've ever seen in government in Australia anywhere. This is a bloke, Newman, who made a magistrate Chief Justice and walked all over the legal profession. Bully boy stuff. This is the bloke who won't investigate why a dozen people died in the Grantham floods. And we still don't know why. I know, and I'll be telling you why in the next fortnight. This is the bloke who knows the previous government approved $40 billion in coal seam gas projects to two companies. Oh yes, in opposition he said he was going to do something about it. Because there was no environmental impact statement or water impact statement, he's done nothing. He's now first best friends with the mining giants who are plundering this state and not improving our bottom line. Our debt is worse than it was when Newman came into government. But our agricultural land is being squandered. And he's done nothing, as I said, about the debt that he said he would address. Why was the election called? Was Mr. Newman going to lose the leadership? That's what I'm told. So he ran back here in a hurry. And if he loses the seat of Ashgrove, which he will, who's going to be the leader of his party? Shouldn't we be told that? Is that person going to be Lawrence Springborg? Have I got a story for you about Lawrence Springborg? That'll be later in the week. Much of this stuff defies belief. And the fact is, the public are not being told the truth. This has been real bully boy stuff. And as I shall demonstrate in a moment, you can't believe a promise this bloke makes. So, in typical bully boy fashion, with massive numbers at his disposal, he fought with the judiciary over the appointment of the Chief Justice. He emasculated the Crime and Misconduct Commission. He replaced members of the Parliamentary Committee overseeing it. He sacked the chairwoman, Liz Cunningham. He was frightened what the Crime and Corruption Commission might do to him and his government. Why would two eminent doctors, long-time members of the coalition, Dr. Alex Douglas and Dr. Chris Davis walk away from Campbell Newman and his government and their behaviour. Didn't Mr. Newman at the last election promise to create 420,000 new jobs in 6 years? Didn't he promise to cut the unemployment rate to 4%? Wasn't unemployment 5.5% when he became Premier? Until this week, it was 6.9%, the worst in the country. He won't tell us how many full-time jobs have been lost. Over 60,000. Remember he was going to reform what you were going to pay for your electricity bill? Well, check your bill. There have been peak rate increases of 23% and off-peak increases of 48%. He was going to do terrific things in education. The fact is he knows nothing about education and he won't listen to those who do. So oversized classes have more than doubled in the early years of education. Now he's going to sell public assets. Why? To create the jobs he said he'd create at the last election. To retire the debt he said he'd pay down at the last election. And he hasn't. And, of course, he branded bikey lawyers criminals. He branded doctors' groups union thugs. Bruce Flegg, a former leader of the party, was bullied out of the seat of Moggill. If you talk to people in Cairns, Townsville, Mackay, as I have in the last couple of days, unemployment up there is over 10%. What's the excuse? He's had 78 of his own people in an 89-seat parliament, and now the ultimate act of bullying, drag Queenslanders, who've had a dreadful year with drought, drag them back from holidays because it suits Campbell Newman. He wants certainty. But he's got 78 out of 89 seats. He's got no upper house. He's got a Courier Mail newspaper, which by and large does his bidding. And now we've got the first January election in this country since Tasmanians voted on January 23, 1913. As Michael McKenna wrote in The Australian, when Newman called the election, Newman is now carrying his own baggage after 3 years as a divisive premier. McKenna wrote, he looked rattled yesterday when he was asked who would be the premier. Well, they were all rattled, I can tell you. Yesterday he's telling us he's going to sell public assets, $37 billion. He'll contribute $25 billion into debt, $8.6 billion into infrastructure, spending announcements everywhere he goes when the state is in debt. But none of these promises, as I'll prove in a moment, can be believed. All his eggs in the mining basket. When the price of raw materials now is going through the floor, and agriculture, on which Australia made its fortune, is being plundered. The Darling Downs is a gas field. The Galilee Basin's going to be a coal field. Remember, Mr. Newman's already sold public assets worth $10 billion, but the state debt has increased. He won't tell you that. But he's got $5 million worth of your money to spend on advertising. Last year under Mr. Newman, he suffered massive by-election defeats in Redcliffe and Stafford. And now, because it suits Mr. Newman, he's conducting an election when many voters are on holidays and schools are closed. And having ignored most Queenslanders except big business, having ignored them since day one, he's now begging with them to back him. I'm afraid I couldn't back Campbell Newman to run a chook raffle. I'll be back in a moment to explain to you why.